Breaking news from The Athletic.
This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. This is Andy Staples with Max Olson and Sam Kahn. They are the host of One True Pod, our podcast about the Big 12 in Texas, or whatever the Big 12 in Texas are going to be, because that is the subject that we're here to talk about, because Max has a big story that you can read right now in The Athletic. Max, you reported that Bob Bowlsby from the Big 12, George Kliavkov from the Pac-12 meeting about a potential merger or maybe a scheduling alliance or something, but it could be that the Pac-12 and the Big 12 working together in the future.
You know, Bob Bowlsby kind of, as you heard yesterday, Sam, Bob Bowlsby dropped quite a few hints to this possibility yesterday during his appearance in front of the Texas Senate that, you know, those politicians wanted a clear sense of what are your options. And he floated, hey, we could potentially merge with the conference. We could potentially have a scheduling alliance. We could even get into some sort of deal where we are working together with a conference to negotiate our next TV deal together or something like that. There could be other unforeseen possibilities here. The sense in the Big 12 is like, there's no bad ideas right now. We got to talk about anything that we could do to preserve our, A5, P5 status and try and get the revenue back to something, something livable here after Texas and Oklahoma leave the conference. As Bob Bowlsby said yesterday, the distribution on the TV deal this year was about $28 million per school. What do you got to do to try and get back to that in some way when the two most valuable brands in your conference exit?
I think this is a smart decision on Bob's part. The damage is done on Texas and Oklahoma, and the options of being able to recoup the 50% of revenue. He said $28 million is distributed to every Big 12 member in TV revenue every year, and that OU and Texas value is probably half that, which means you're looking at least a $14 million a year hit for each of these schools, and mitigating that loss is of the utmost importance to Bob Bowlsby and those eight remaining Big 12 members. So doing something along these lines, whether it's a merger, whether it's a scheduling alliance, and both of these schools have Fox as a partner, could you see them pooling together for a joint broadcast deal with Fox to get a more lucrative deal with these schools together? I think it's a smart option, and it's a creative way to try and keep this league together.
Well, Andy, you've talked about the possibility of, well, why doesn't the Big Ten just go take the best assets from the Pac-12, right? I think part of this idea of collaborating is just
protecting
yourself
from that.
Yes. What if we can protect each other by neither of us gets rated if we work together and all of our members get on board with this? Now, obviously, there's two very different scenarios going on here in terms of the different sides. There's not desperation in the Big 12, but there is urgency, certainly, whereas things are much less tumultuous in the Pac-12. So can you sell all that leadership on a deal that, while it may save the Big 12, is there enough value on the Pac-12 side that this is worth partnering up?
Well, that's the question. And USC, Oregon, Washington, UCLA, those are the schools that have to answer that question. If they're cool with it, then you're in good shape if you're the Big 12. Now, we don't know what we're exactly describing here is the question, though. If we're talking about a merged conference with 20 teams, that is probably going to require some convincing on the part of the folks from the Big 12 to say, hey, look, we may not bring all the revenue you would hope, but because you're going to have your own new TV deal, this would be its own new TV deal, we can probably get you to where you were. And then maybe there's a different model for selling third tier rights, which the Big 12, I would say, had correct and is something that the Pac-12 would like to do, where you could do your own third tier rights. Because if you're USC and you can sell your third tier rights individually and don't have to plow that into a Pac-12 network that doesn't give you anything back, then you might be pretty happy with that. That would keep you from having the wandering eye. But they've got to be able to convince them that. And oh, by the way, they just kicked ESPN in the shins. So I'm sure ESPN is going to be thrilled to talk about how much money they're going to pay for a merged league.
Well, and George Kliavkov just started his job on July 1. So obviously he inherited issues, some pretty clear, very publicly well-reported issues that the Pac-12 has relative to the SEC and Big Ten. So the question is there a piece of this deal that solves some of those things where there is the network, or it is some of the just the revenue aspects of trying to feel like, hey, we have to respond to and keep up with the SEC and the moves they're making. But you know, it's going to be interesting to see. I need to like assure people this ain't going to happen tomorrow, right? This is a long play, I think, on both sides, if they even can get on the same page and find something that's agreeable. Certainly the idea of a merger would take a lot of work to work through a lot of details. But I think there's, you know, folks on the Big 12 side feel like, hey, we have time to figure this out and we have to explore this. And, you know, I think even the stuff like geography, like, yeah, does West Virginia want to play games on the West Coast at night? Like, no, that's not their dream scenario. But at this point, until you have some offer from the ACC in front of you, like, you can't say no to any of this stuff. You have to explore these possibilities if it can keep you in a good position. And so from what I've heard, they've even been supportive of exploring this.
What might a scheduling alliance look like? Because everybody looks at this and says, oh, merger. But it's also possible that they do a scheduling alliance or do a somewhat combined sale of media rights, but not a total merger. So what other options would be on the table?
Yeah. Do you think that when that hits your ear, do you think that means more we'll do the crossover games in non-conference, or do you think that's kind of doing a conference schedule that's a little bit above?
If I'm the Big 12, I want the merger. If I'm those eight schools remaining in the Big 12, I want the merger. But if I'm in the Pac-12, I want to explore both and figure out which makes me more money in the long run. Increasing the quality of the non-conference games for the Big 12 would help in their new deal if they were to stay their own league and then add some teams. So I think they can help each other that way. It really, because the Pac-12 is in the position of power, it depends on what those schools would want. But Sam, I'm curious what you think about this. Those schools have been historically somewhat academically snobby, but they're not completely against dealing with schools that aren't, say, AAU members, because some of them aren't. You know, three of the Pac-12 are not AAU members. So do you think getting into the Texas market, getting into Oklahoma, getting into places that are pretty football crazy, do you think that outweighs what they've, you know, historically looked at in terms of what they want in their membership?
No doubt. I think it is. And for the same reason you guys were mentioning earlier about protecting each other, is we discussed this earlier, Andy, the Pac-12 is the next most vulnerable league now after the Big 12 of the Power Five. So whatever you can do to mitigate your risk, I think is helpful. And then the other question I have is, if you are going to do that, what say would the Pac-12 have, if any say, about who the Big 12 adds? You know, when the Big 12 decides, if they decide to do this merger, they decide to do a scheduling alliance and work together, does the Pac-12 have some say? And do they say, hey, Big 12, we want you to look at Cincinnati, UCF, Houston, SMU, you know, who are those schools? You know, where are those markets that the big Pac-12 would like to have some eyeballs in? I think that's worth considering, because if they do something, my other question is does the Big 12 need to add some schools before they make this kind of merger?
Thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletic's headlines section for much more on this story. And to hear more, ask your Google Assistant to, quote, play news from The Athletic. You can also visit theathletic.com/headlinepod to save 33% on an annual subscription to The Athletic.